Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Christine Quintasket, a renowned novelist and activist, was born in 1888 to Salish parents, Lucy Stuckin from the Colville Reservation in North Central Washington State, and Joseph Quintasket from the Okanagan, British Columbia. She spent a few years at a mission boarding school learning to read from paperback novels. In 1912, she began her first novel writing under her traditional name, Hamishuma.
And now in Nakota.
Christine Quintasket Ijabi. Colville Reservation, North Central Washington State. Joseph Quintasket Ijabchahin. Okanagan, British Columbia, the Hansahid. Ne, we are ne. What is a gitchy, huh? Ne, what's been a cabby in? When I use an abiti, has it said. Hits I in onza hid. Zin was it in Dagun, who abbey I abu, was been it's a hid. It's in 1912, itchy, huh? Woe ain't ya, na. Hey, I'm Chazicha in situ Chahid. Hum isu ma ijab Chahid.
She started writing fictional novels but struggled with written English, leading her to attend a business college in Calgary from 1913 to 1915. Quintasket then took a position as a school teacher on the Inkamit Reserve in British Columbia. Here she flourished among her father's Okanagan people, close to family once again. Though she was busy working during the day, she made time in the evenings to continue her writing and was inspired to start a collection of legends.
Tinne woin cheese da ha. Ne washidu wobine dohangi tehihin. Hitsi ha when she spakta hihna business college hitin. Was being takiabi ahin 1913 to 1915. It's in Segih nustanchi ha ne wiane. Ye aktu tamakochi mizet. Em kamip ijabze. Ya hakuda ha. Zin muspeen chakiabi. To pinchi ta eohin. Sidane aktu edahawinji hibi. Tamakochi mi en uzet. Zin dohundangina ohna nakhe. Doha. Inida datsa pinchi ze dohanina pinchi ahit. It's in ambain chuha pinchi ahna. It's yaka hateidu ha sis ne woweke apigi inchi aga hin. It's in zain chuha is dagun wohnabi bahikohna.
She listened and documented traditional stories of her people, preserving their oral history. Eventually, putting away her fictional stories and turning her complete attention to interviewing elders. It was during this era of her life, sometime in the 1920s, that she changed her pen name after seeing a mourning dove at a Spokane bird exhibit. At the time, she said the often sad content of her writing was better suited to the name Mourning Dove.
Ne, weane. Ne, ne hijabi, unsakyaya yin chizida, huh? Ne, wad nga suh nabi dukidur. Nayabitia dohutangani ze snoyahin, hitsahna, hitsa dohanina pinchahid. Tin ne tanin wawageke, pasamne yahna, ne nihidrabi hoin sayogab nitsa, hitsa dana hoon sakyaya nihidrabi ohid. Hitsin zehansiha ne niahazi. 1920s in Dukte, Ake, the Woeing Cheese, Zain to her, Litsi, Minasi Ruman Coaches, Itchy, Spokane, Ijabeti, Hitty Eats, and to her, Ne Sikta Binanchi took her, Ounsa Kidney Chain, Sikta Nata was Ihuyahin, Morning Dove, Hitcha, Hitty, Itchy, her, Ne Woe, Ne. non dago dansi dagun gidami si awo wagezons ne chaze ne morning dove in siyahin.
Quintasket continued to work at various jobs during the daytime, then late into the evenings recording traditional stories and legends. In 1933, Quintasket's efforts to collect and preserve the stories of her people were rewarded. Her collections of legends was published, titled Coyote Stories, a work she was immensely proud of. Although she had put her Western romance fiction away for many years, in 1927, her novel titled Kojoiwa, The Half-Blood, was published. Quintasket drew from both her indigenous and non-indigenous cultures for the novel, chronicling the dilemmas and prejudice indigenous people encountered while living in the white man's world.
It's in Niwiane, Dagun, Pinchabi, Hainchituka, Ambainchuha, Apinchako, Hahibihans, Ne, Natsa, Nihidabi, Ogiknab Kitsa, Hitsaze, Apinchaga Hid. It's in 1933, Kiha, Ne, Natsa, Nihidabi, Ogiknabi. Since pasam ne gyahna ne ye datsa apinti ekin tuze toagi haigi naka zin chuhais ne tanin woita kawiki wip hidapta ze half blood hidapta ze oabita tanin awakens zin saki gija taimi hid zin ne. That's a yapidine, ne half blood jabnid. He am winchasta, ne was do in onze. That's a dohungi tehina, dukin tanuskandana, ham winchasta, dohayun chagishidine, seta dohun tehia, hits in yogishidabia, near hanta.
Through her career, Quintasket became much more than a novelist. She used the fame she had gained as an established author in her efforts to advocate for indigenous land rights and became the first woman to be elected to the Salishan tribal government. As Quintasket became more active in indigenous affairs, she also became increasingly ill. She died in 1936 at the age of 48.
It's in Newiane, Uzenzihana, Ne. Woezo na yegiabi tsahid. Se wo yegiabi in tseze. Ze ina na duha ainsunga na ne indigenous land rights netainis. Hitis wintagijihan duhanina apinti tsahid. Hits in ne Salishan tribal government se. Zin ietuna huyanta. Tahunga yabitin. Gahnia bitahid. It's in Newiane, Duhanina, Dagoa Pinti, Saint Suha is way other in your partner. Duhayada head. It's in 1936 Geha. Untimnakdosa, Agesahna, Samnitiha, Mancuchin stanza head.